Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nah, what kind of survey is this again?
So this is just a survey regarding pretty much about the politics pretty much for the elections coming up. Am I speaking with Walter Mallory?
Yeah, I mean, you only go ask political questions, right?
Well, it will be just pretty much your personal opinions regarding certain topics regarding the elections coming up. So first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we will try to make this as quick as possible.
Yeah, we're not going to ask about cigarettes, are we?
No, not at all, not at all. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Yeah, I'm black.
Okay, well then, let me put that there. And what is your age?
47.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year.
I'm going to go with 10.
Okay. And thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
You mean the city I'm in now?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe in my city. I have confidence in it. I like the direction we're going.
All right, so that would be very satisfied or just satisfied?
I would say satisfied. All
right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
All right. Is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
No, I strongly approve.
All right, and now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just say so. The Democratic Party?
About 90.
All right. And Joe Biden?
I'm going to give him a 95.
Okay. And Tammy Baldwin?
I'll give her an 85.
And Kamala Harris?
Oh, she get 100.
Okay. And the Republican Party?
Like, as a whole?
Yeah, any number from 0 to 100.
I'll give them a 10.
Okay. And Project 2025?
Oh, that's a 0.
Okay. And J.D. Vance?
He get about a, I'm going to give him a 6.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Oh, he get a 0.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom will you vote? If you're undecided, just say so.
Oh, Harris.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and zero means it's not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Banning Muslims and deporting people of color, that's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This will involve military conduct, the largest mass deportation, and this will include style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhuman and evil act, there's only one solution, vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. What will you rate that?
I'm voting against Trump all the way.
Okay, so regarding that section, would that be like very convincing for you to vote, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
I would say somewhat, because I don't like all that you just said. So some of it all right, but some of it no.
Okay. And a second Trump presidency means taking those backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights.
I'm against everything Trump stands for.
Okay, so pretty much this section says like if that reason will make you vote then and not for Trump, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, against all that. So that would be very convincing?
Yeah, against Donald Trump, yes.
Okay. And just the last one I have to read. So it says Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint.
Yeah, I heard it. I'm against that. All the way against that.
So very convincing?
Yeah, I don't like that. Not at all.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And once again, please rate your label of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm going to go 10.
All right, so we're almost done. We're at 80%. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges.
I'm going to cut it short, but you can answer every question for Kamala Harris positively, the strongest way possible. I like her very much, and anything for her, I'm with it.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So if it's okay, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Harris.
All right. And once again, could you please just rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential from a scale from 0 to 10 if the election's in November on the scale where 0 means you're not at all and to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm about 10.
All right, so we're almost done. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions.
Oh, no, I am done. Every time you have more questions.
Yeah, these are the last ones, just like 2 or 3. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I completed high school and a little college, but I didn't graduate college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm single.
All right. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, so this concludes our survey then. I thank you very much for your participation and thank you for your time and take care, okay?
All right, you have a good one also. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You too, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.